Welcome to Science, okay. Sound, so and Spirituality with Master
Dave is
Teacher
say a few things,
David
and then we will
brought to you by Soma we'll Energetics.
And he'll
join
introduce
us
me,
as
and
we
we'll
learn
bring
to
you
dance
in.
With
okay.
change and Sounds transformation. Good. And now, here's David.
This is David Hulse. I am the founder of Soma Energetics, and we want to welcome you today to Sound, Science, and Spirituality. We want to welcome you to our podcast today, and we're honored that you would have chosen to participate in this time of sharing this wonderful, powerful information with its ability to transform you into the next stage of human bioconscious evolution, what many are calling a quantum leap. It's indeed our pleasure to share with you some basic concepts and techniques that you can use to help others as well as yourselves during the times of stress, dissonance, and discomfort. So we encourage you to utilize the wealth of this information that we're going to be sharing with you on this podcast and for the purpose of your own enlightenment and empowerment in your life that you might realize the healing potential that you possess as a part of your inherent birthright. So glad to have with me Tim Leach, who is the executive director of Soma Energetics. Tim, we're glad to have you on the podcast this evening.
Thank you. Glad to be here. These are becoming kind of fun. You know, 2 weeks ago we had Pat Krause from Florida who shared some amazing information about massage therapists and using tuning forks in massage and some of the testimonials that she had to share. If you want to look in the archives and back up and listen to that. And then last week we had John Fackler from Ohio, who was the developer of our Soma Swivels, but he also went into some amazing information on how he's volunteering at a cancer center and helping patients go through that stressful time in their life, and some amazing things that have happened there. So and tonight we have another wonderful guest. Would you want to introduce Arlene?
Absolutely. We've had some great people on this podcast, and I do encourage all of you to go back into the archives and to bring up some of those podcasts that we have had in the past. I think you'll find them very empowering and informative to you. The intent of this podcast is to send out the clarion call for the light workers to come together, and that we can create this field of consciousness to reach critical mass for the purpose of helping the shift to take place that is in process right now. And how we know it's in process is because of all of the chaos and the breakdown that is going on in old systems. And we know that breakdown is only because of breakthrough. And when I started this 16 years ago, I was in meditation, and it came up to me, that thought, do I want to work to try to fix what's breaking down, or do I want to work with what's breaking through? I didn't even understand what that meant until I understood how that energy works and how that works with using pure vibration through such things as tuning forks. And by using that, we're able to open up between the dimension that we all know in everyday life called third dimension, fourth dimension, time, space, and how we can open up to that dimension of fifth dimension and bring in this wonderful photon, I call it light information, that is going to lead us through this time of transformation. You know, we're trying to reach back and figure out what used to be, but actually we need to tap into information that is for us in the 21st century that is going to give us the wisdom and the direction and the clarity on how that we can move through this time. And that is the intent of Soma Energetics, is to help to empower people, to teach people how that they can use vibration, and especially through the sacred sound vibrations of the solfeggio frequencies. So we are honored, very much honored, to have a dear friend, first of all, that we have known for about 10 years, who has been a student and practitioner, and then also now is a teacher for Soma Energetics, and it's doing some wonderful work up in New Hampshire. And we're just so honored that we have Arlene Smith with us on the podcast today. So hello, Arlene. How are you doing?
Hello, David and Tim. I'm doing great, and it's good. A pleasure to be with you all tonight.
Well, we're just honored to have you, and I know just talking to you in the last few days, we just got excited about what you're doing and the results that you're having. You are a massage therapist, I think, by training, right, first?
Yes, that's great. I am.
Seems like that's where this is going to a lot of massage therapists who are getting more and more interested. And I've been waiting for that for a long, long time, that massage therapists begin to wake up and realize that they can work on bodies and do body work as well as work with the etheric energy field. And that way they're going to get deeper results. And I'm sure you agree with that.
Yes, I completely agree with that. And it will also extend their career.
Absolutely. All right, I'm going to turn this over to Tim. I know Tim's been talking to you, and he's got some things he wants to share and have you to share with our audience this evening.
Hi, Arlene.
Hi, Tim.
Yeah,
good to hear your voice.
Yeah, you're not just a massage therapist, though. I think your list of modalities is considerably lengthier than that. And you want to share some of the other things that you've been trained in over the years?
Sure. I'm trained in acupressure, reflexology for the face, the feet, and the ears, medicinal aromatherapy, chapassage, rings of Odin, central inner alignment, vibrational touch, lumalight, color therapy, and color puncture. I am also an EMF balancing technique teacher, and Peggy Phoenix DeBrow is the founder of the EMF balancing technique. I'm also a licensed spiritual healer, and I'm currently earning certificates in vibrational astrology and crystal and gemstone therapy.
Wow. That's amazing. That's pretty impressive.
I'm busy.
How long a career has this been? How have you done this most of your life, or how many years have you been doing massages,
well,
adding all these modalities?
I have to say my awakening to all of this began probably in the mid-80s and really started becoming aware that there was a better way to stay healthy. And by that, I mean healthy emotionally, spiritually, mentally, physically. And I really got established in it by 2004.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What was your life prior to all that?
I was a professional secretary in the field of medicine, insurance, and law.
Well, that's a shift.
It is.
That's pretty amazing. Then, so 2004, you kind of got settled into some of this stuff. I know we met you, around 2006, 2007, something like that?
Yes, exactly.
Tell us how you heard about us.
Well, that was because I have a very dear friend who lives here in New Hampshire, and she did have double scoliosis. It was, she was born with it, and she was kyphotic and lordotic as well. And at the sacrum, her sacrum was starting to torque inward to the right, and she had spent so much of her life trying to find other ways of healing this condition without having surgery. She did ultimately have to have surgery. But in the meantime, as our friendship grew, I was always looking for something that might be of help to her to add to what she was doing. And so in 2006, I was searching on the internet, and I came across articles about healing with sound and vibration. And so at that time, I ordered my first set of body tuners, and these were the three auto tuners. And then she came to our home. It was in September of 2006. It was Labor Day weekend. And so I gave her a session of about an hour and a half, and I started out with the 64 hertz auto tuner working horizontally across the sacrum, and started out with an essential oil and using a gemstone. And I repeated that six times, each time applying another essential oil and then using the 64 hertz auto tuner. And then I finished the session with the 32 hertz auto tuner, which is the long one, the mm-hmm. one that has the deepest, lowest tone.
Right.
I used that across the sacrum, and then I finished with the 128 hertz auto tuner across the top of the traps. The whole session took us about an hour and a half. And after my friend got off of the table, she started to walk, and she says, look at me. She says, I'm able to stand up straight for the first time in so many years. And happy to say, she was pain-free for the next 5 days. Otherwise, she would have been taking Celebrex.
Well, what made you decide to use which tuning fork for that? Was it intuition, or did you?
Yes, it was my intuition. I really felt like I was guided. I truly believe it's such an old verse from the Bible, but I truly believe it. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word became flesh.
Absolutely. The Hindu book says in the beginning was the vibration, mm-hmm. and the vibration became the thought, and the thought became the word. So vibration actually is words. If you think
yes.
about it, words are nothing but vibration moving through our vocal cords and speaking. So that's amazing.
Yes, it's gematria is another term for it too.
Yes.
Yeah, that 32 hertz is all those auto-tuners are very powerful forks.
That
32 hertz is the same as a cat's purr, which we have information that says the Egyptians used to hold a cat against broken bones and let the purr help purr of the cat help heal the bone. So pretty amazing what you can do with tuning forks.
It is. It just brings it together, and it knits that tissue as well.
That's great. And then you can so you got a set of auto tuners, and then you must have joined us for some classes.
Yes, I did. I got my first certificate from you and David in May of 2007, and it was at the Star of the Sea in Massachusetts.
All right. Wow, I forgot about that.
Remember
great.
The little chapel
yeah.
there where we took our classes and had the workshop and the training?
Yeah.
Well, and I think we got lost,
didn't we, or something?
I think that we had about 6-7 students.
Yeah, I remember that. I'd forgotten. It was a beautiful little place. Yeah.
Yes, it was.
So then as you work your way through the system, you're at the top of the Soul Energetic system now, where you are a certified vibrational sound master teacher. So what made you follow that path? What attracted you toward becoming a teacher of Soul Energetics?
It was because I felt like it was really a way of helping people and sharing with people, and yet non-invasive and totally harmless, and it could do nothing but good.
Yeah,
and I wanted to have other people experience what I've been experiencing, and it's such a beautiful, it just really, it touches the soul. It covers all the bases for the human body and for the human soul, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
That's great. I know David. David, you know, doesn't like to call this modality alternative, because you don't use this in instead of anything else. You use this. He calls it more integrative or complementary. So you
right.
use it with other modalities.
Right.
Go ahead.
Energy medicine.
Yeah. Have you had any experience with I'm sure you had a whole list of other modalities that you do there. I assume that you integrate.
Yes, I integrate when I feel it's appropriate. And I really believe, too, using one's intent, and also when you exercise your intent, hopefully you can get some cooperative intent from your client as well. The two working together is so important, as much as possible.
Yeah, well, it all you know, it all goes back to just awakening the divine healing energy, you know, within them, and getting rid of blockages that are allowing, that are blocking that flow, that natural flow to, from coming in. Mm-hmm. So, okay, you've had some interesting experience with students. We were talking the other night. Share some of your experiences with some of the students that you've taught over the years.
Okay, what I have found in getting the students or getting people interested to become students, those that have attended and graduated from our phase one and phase two courses. Some of them were clients first, and others were just so enthused when they heard about the sound and the vibration and how it has the ability to bring out the viable results so quickly, and they wanted then to learn the healing practice. So I found this very encouraging, because it's also my goal to do whatever I can to help us promote the sound vibration modalities so that people can heal.
Right.
Amazing. So you've had, what would you say you've taught over the years? You've been a master teacher for quite a few years. You taught what? Have you taught 40 or 30 or 40?
No, not that many. Probably right around 20, I'd say. Mm-hmm.
Well, you certainly have you're training all the time and things, so I can see where you're really really busy.
Yes, and some of the graduates from our phase one and phase two last year, there are three of them that are getting together, and this was just a dream come true for me. Three of them are getting together just about every single week and practicing what they have learned. And they're really committed to it, because all three of them live about an hour away from each other. But they've just really taken, and they're running with it. And then another one of our graduates, Claire, she's on the path now. She's following our Soma Energetics blueprint, and it's her goal now to become a Soma Energetics teacher.
Great. That's wonderful. So let's take a moment to take a quick break, and we'll be back and continue with maybe some of the experiences you've had with some of your clients.
Okay.
We'll return to today's edition of Science, Sound, and Spirituality with David Holtz, after this word from our sponsor, Soma Energetics.
Soma Energetics is a series of sound therapy techniques developed by certified master sound therapy teacher David Hulse at the turn of the century, utilizing the power of the ancient frequencies via our custom-made solfeggio tuning forks. Soma Energetics offers training in live workshops or via DVD home study courses. Course materials include color solfeggio tuning forks in the form of energy tuners and body tuners, and they are available exclusively from Soma Energetics. At SomaEnergetics.com, you'll have the finest tools in energy healing and sound therapy at your fingertips. So take a moment to visit this very informative website and be sure and check out the combo packages for the best deals. If you have any questions, please give us a call at 980-949-8921. Remember, visit www.somaenergetics.com to experience the power of sound therapy.
And now we return to today's topic on science, sound, and spirituality. Here's Master Teacher David Holtz.
And welcome back to Science, Sound, and Spirituality. This is David Holtz, and we're very honored to have a guest with us that we're going to continue to talk to and let her share some of her wonderful experiences with Soma Energetics. Before we do that, I just want to say a little bit more about Soma Energetics. We are a very different modality than most modalities in the fact that we come from a different point in thinking, in the sense that we do believe that the Creator, which is perfect, can only create that which is equal to itself. Therefore, creation itself is perfect. And I realize that everything that we use in our senses tells us differently. Our senses says that people are sick, people are broken, need to be fixed. And we don't reject that idea because that's the way it is in this dimension. But the fact that we're learning so much in quantum physics, for instance, about parallel universes and multidimensional, I mean, this is just not fiction anymore. This is becoming so much mainstream and a part of a consciousness that we have to realize that actually there are aspects of ourself that are existing at higher frequencies. So therefore, many of you have heard of subtle energy bodies. Maybe you've heard of the etheric body. Maybe you've heard of a causal body, an astral, mental, emotional. That is all of the frequencies in which the self that you are is existing on. Now, the one we know is just this very dense one that is caught in this dimension of time-space. But one of my favorite sayings that we started when we started Soma Energetics was the saying that many of the early physicists that were moving into a quantum perspective were saying, and that is that we have been all wrong about matter. They're telling us that there is no matter. There's only energy vibrating at such a dense frequency that is perceptible to the five senses. And of course, Einstein believed that, and many, many people of the last century began to lay that foundation for us today who are working in energy work and sound and vibration. And it's just exciting. So in Soma Energetics, we teach all of our practitioners that the first place that healing begins is in our own self, because we're all connected into a field of consciousness. All consciousness is in communication with all consciousness, and it's called the field. And I'm sure many of you have heard about the field. So the field, sometimes we call it God, sometimes we call it Source, we call it many different things, but it's actually just a field of all possibility. And when we move into that place, we're able to manifest anything that we want to use. Arlene used the word intention while ago, and it's one thing we teach is the power of intention. So what I'm saying to you is, rather than to see the person as just a broken person as far as physically, mentally, or emotionally, we try to see the perfect person whole at the highest frequency. And what we want to do is to remove all of the blockages are between that perfect created self and this self that we experience in time space, which the Eastern people call Maya or illusion. And many people call it many different things, but actually it is not authentic and it's not real. What is real is that we're all perfectly created. So if we could work with that and help that to get in all the way to the mental, emotional, and cellular level by becoming and coalesced into the etheric template, we actually could really transform what it means to be human and to move into the next level of our bioconscious evolution. So I'm just kind of throwing that in. That's a little bit more about what Soma Energetics is about. So let's return, Tim, back to our guest.
Well, I've been hearing you lay that foundation for Soma Energetics for 15, 16 years now, and it just still sounds amazing and so visionary and so pioneering in the field of that we're working in here. If you have comments or questions about that, or have comments or questions for our guest, you can always call in 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Or if you're out of the U.S. and want to call in direct, 323-744-4831. And they'll let us know we have somebody on the line. All right, Arlene, welcome back.
Thank you. I'm here.
There we go. Yeah, client, you've had some interesting experiences with clients too, as you've integrated tuning forks with massage and all the other modalities that you do. Share a few of those with us.
Okay. One of my clients had suffered from migraines all of her life, and I gave her a session with the body tuners, applying to appropriate acupuncture points, and her debilitating migraines never returned, and she said it was the best relief she'd ever experienced. And then I had another client. I used some gentle massage along with the body tuners and some aromatherapy, and she had come to me, the psoas muscles were all tight and they were inflamed. She had been going to a chiropractor on a pretty regular basis and hadn't had too much relief. She'd had some relief, but again, applying the tuning forks, that beautiful, gentle vibration from the Ray fork just really released those tight muscles, and the inflammation all went away.
That's great. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, all the things you're talking about right now are physical effects, but we teach in Soma Energetics, as you well know,
yes,
that every effect in the body has a cause somewhere in the energy body.
Right.
Could you talk about that just a little bit?
Sure. I was thinking exactly the same thing, David. For example, with the client who was suffering from the migraines, this could very well be that she was having issues with confusion. It could have been maybe from a head injury, but more than likely confusion, mental distress. Oftentimes that's where it starts, and then it manifests itself physically. And with the client with the psoas muscles, she was probably metaphysically, spiritually speaking, having trouble moving forward. The same with another client that I had who was having some steady discomfort from sciatica in the right hip and in the glutes. And this had been going on for 4 weeks. And again, something in her life was holding her back, and she wasn't able to move forward in the way that she was wanting to. Mm. And so this causes all of this to tighten up, and that's the way it will manifest itself. For her, I applied the appropriate body tuners, and she had almost instant relief from the pain.
That's amazing. I'm sitting here. I'm sitting here looking at our manual for phase two, and as you know, on the back is an emotional triggers for energy blockages, based upon why there is pain or illness at a certain point in the body. Mm-hmm. And when you were talking about the psoas and whatever, which would be on the chart, would be 12, that's the area, mm-hmm. which tells me that if it's right or left or both, that it has to do with a person going through something that was very ungrounding, a mm-hmm. fear of intimacy, trust, a lack of feeling safe and not, you know, in a place that they felt maybe they could survive a certain situation.
Exactly.
So that kind of gives us information, and that makes that the whole idea of the word is made flesh. So when
yes.
we have information, that becomes part of the cellular makeup, then we have strong parts of our body. Now think about right now, all of us are thinking about, if we could just think about a place in your body that doesn't hurt right now, that has never had pain, that's where good information has become a part of your physiology.
Right.
But if you have qualified misinformation that is outside and not aligned with your inner intelligence, and that also is going to end up in the cellular makeup, and that can end up anywhere in the body.
Right.
So it's interesting that we have the right side, the left side, And we have the male and the female, the yin and the yang, and all of these different parts of the body that helps us. Because I'm very interested in not just, you know, the old model of medicine is just to work with the effects and
right.
symptoms. But
yes.
Soma Energetics wants to do two things that I think is important that our audience ought to know. And the one, and that is to remove the cause of the illness in the etheric, and also to find, before it even becomes physical, the cause in the etheric body. We understand that most diseases and illness are in the etheric body 6 to 9 months to a year before they would become physical. So mm-hmm. that brings up the main word that I'm very passionate about, and that's preventive energy work. We
exactly.
could prevent this if we could learn how to find mispatternings in the energy body.
Exactly right. And also we apply this knowledge that we have with what we provide with Soma Energetics, because in our body tuners workshops that we have, which are geared for specifically to the massage therapy community, the gateway points or the shoe points in traditional Chinese medicine, the meridians I'm talking about, when we appropriately apply the body tuners on these specific shoe points, that vibration, whatever it may be, wherever it's supplied, is going to open up that gateway or that shoe point, allowing the energy to flow through and getting it unstuck. But it's also going to help elevate the mood, the spirituality of that person, because that's where it got stuck in the first place.
Excellent. That's great. Yes. I like that.
Well, you've taken a lot of your experience and become a person that puts on expos in your area. And you've done a couple of those, I know.
Yeah.
So you know, those are a lot of work to be the director and the organizer of an expo.
Well, I wouldn't be able to get it done without my lifelong partner. And we work as a team. We're like a team of horses, and we put on the harness and away we go to work.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about your husband, Dick, of course.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I am. Yeah. And he's done and put together many expos himself with his career in the, dare I say, the medical field. And as he's often put it, he's got his feet in both worlds. And so we work together as a team, and the expos that we put together, they're small, but they're rich with content and people that really, the exhibitors really want to be there. And we've always had great feedback from people attending, saying that it's really has wonderful energy, spiritual energy, and they look forward to the next one coming up.
Right. You know, we absolutely built Soma Energetics on expos almost 16 years ago, especially the Columbus, Ohio expo was very, very good to us. In fact, the whole state of Ohio was so good to us, we moved over there for a while to just be with that wonderful community of alternative and integrative healers and people who work in that. It was a great thing. So we know what it is to put on these expos. We've done it from San Francisco to New York City to all over. But it's a way of getting out and meeting the most interesting people. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing like meeting people. You know, we're doing so much now over computers and through technology that I hope we never lose that being in each other's presence and meeting each other, you know, face to face as human beings. I still think it's an important, wonderful way.
Yes, it's where the energy really connects.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, we're gonna be in an expo. I'm looking it up here really quick here in Richmond, Virginia. We're actually one of the featured groups. We have three booths and David speaking and all that. And that is, let's see, it's called the Greater Richmond, I guess it's the 2016 Holistic Expo. It's going to be at the Raceway Park there in Richmond. So that'll be on May 7th. So you're if you're in the Richmond, Virginia area, come and see us and come in here, David, speak live and experience the power of these amazing tools. Speaking of different tools, Arlene, we got a few minutes before a break, so let's get into one or two of these. You have a lot of things going on, and you're kind of almost an inventor or creator of different things. I have a note here that, and I remember which you presented at one of our annual Soma shares. You presented your development of what you call a chakra bed.
Yes, that's right.
Tell us about that.
Well, it's it incorporates not only the set of chakra stones that Soma Energetics has available for all of our practitioners and teachers and others who are looking for these beautiful stones, but it also incorporates the sacred geometry according to the chakras themselves. And so it affords the ability to embed the chakra stones in that particular sacred geometrical shape. And then I incorporate 100% pure silk colors that correspond with the chakras. And those can be placed, those silks can be placed on the client if the practitioner so chooses to do so. The colors are made from dyes that are so absolutely pure that the color is very intense. And so sometimes you can't leave that silk on the chakra very long because it's so powerful.
Wow. I bet that, I remember seeing that on the Soma Share. It was a really amazing invention you came up with there. Have you figured out how to mass produce those?
I'm still working on that, and I've added to the chakra bed as well, not only having the sacred geometric shapes on there, but I've also added the pattern for the Kabbalah, the Tree of Life, and the appropriate gemstones that go with that configuration, and I've also added the axotonal lines. So it's still in process developing it, but my plan is that practitioners and teachers can use this in many different ways depending on what their clients' needs are.
Wow.
So it's multi-purpose.
Right. That's going to be amazing when you get that available. Let's take our last break here before the last segment, and we'll come back and talk about what you're currently learning, which is vibrational astrology. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more of today's program on science, sound, and spirituality after this word from Soma Energetics.
Soma Energetics is a series of sound therapy techniques developed by certified master sound therapy teacher David Hulse at the turn of the century, utilizing the power of the ancient frequencies via our custom-made solfeggio tuning forks. Soma Energetics offers training in live workshops or via DVD home study courses. Course materials include color solfeggio tuning forks in the form of energy tuners and body tuners, and they are available exclusively from Soma Energetics. At SomaEnergetics.com, you'll have the finest tools in energy healing and sound therapy at your fingertips. So take a moment to visit this very informative website and be sure and check out the combo packages for the best deals. If you have any questions, please give us a call at 980-949-8921. Remember, visit www.somaenergetics.com to experience the power of sound therapy.
Now back to today's program on science, sound, and spirituality with David Hulse.
And welcome back to Science, Sound, and Spirituality. This is David Holtz along with Tim Leach for Soma Energetics, and we are having a wonderful guest with us this evening who is sharing so much and helping us to understand what it means to be creative. Arlene, you're just a very creative person. That's the way you think, and I love that because that's the way we evolve, and that's the way that we learn from each other. Mm-hmm. Soma Energetics is a family situation in the fact that we all believe that we're all students and we're all teachers, and even we as teachers are students always willing to learn from each other. So we want to welcome all of you back to Soma Energetics and to our podcast and to our guest that is with us. So Arlene, I think you was getting ready to tell us about something currently that you're learning that sounds very interesting to me, and that's vibrational astrology.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly it. That's what it's called, vibrational astrology. It's an extension of what we consider modern astrology or traditional astrology, and many of us have had the experience of going to an astrologer and giving them our birth data and where we were born, and then the astrologer will put that information into their software, and it figures out a lot of things for you, and then the astrologer will look at the chart and start interpreting what they see there and how the energies and the relationships of the planets are affecting your life. And it's sort of like looking at a roadmap where you're going to go. And I often have explained it that if you got a map from AAA for your road trip from New York to, say, San Francisco, of course, on that road trip, you'd want to know where the bridge is out, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
So anyway, with the vibrational astrology, it takes understanding that birth chart way beyond that. And taking, for an example, the client, their chart has been cast, you're looking at it, and you put in the information for, let's say, the eighth harmonic. And the eighth harmonic in a person's birth chart indicates that there is a drive and a need to succeed and achieve. And so in this particular case study that I'm referring to, the chart reveals that there is an outstanding relationship of the Sun, Mars, Uranus, and Pluto. And so what I would do for the client, then I would take the planetary tuners that we have with Soma Energetics, and I would choose the Sun, the Mars, Uranus, and Pluto tuners and place them on the appropriate places, more than likely the various shoe points or gateways of the meridians with those planetary tuners to help assist the energies of that eighth harmonic for the client.
Wow. Now that really excites me. You're talking my language. I think that is great. We have these wonderful planetary tuners, and I want to see them used. I think they're so important.
Oh, they are. They're just, yeah. And I, when I learned about, and that was, well, it was meant to be, it was serendipity. I just learned about vibrational astrology about a year and 3 months ago. And it was, in my mind, it was just like, wow, got to have this because this is going to work right along with our planetary tuners.
Mm-hmm. So vibrational astrology, the course you're taking doesn't teach that. It teaches you how to read the chart in a much, much more depth.
Yes.
And then you've taken it a step further and incorporated the planetary tuners in your sessions with the clients. So they're not only getting just a reading about their birth chart and their life, but then they're getting actual vibration to enhance what's going on there.
That's right. That's right.
Is this something you're going to follow to become a teacher of?
I don't think I will. Mm-hmm. The vibrational astrology, it's really in its early stages.
Right.
Our teacher and his wife, she also assists in the teaching. They have been developing this for a number of years, but they are just getting it out there now. They travel to many of the various astrological conferences that are held, well, not only all over the world, but especially here in the United States. Mm-hmm. And so they're getting the word out, and it's catching on rapidly.
That's great.
Yeah.
Now, something else that I have said for years, why aren't estheticians using tuning forks to do and integrate into their facials for clients?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad to hear that you're doing that.
Yep. I'm so enthused and so inspired by the Fibonacci tuners. And so it was about maybe 3-4 weeks ago, another light bulb went off. And I have figured out a way that I'm going to do Fibonacci facials.
Well, now, wait a minute. Before you go any further, most people, maybe a lot of people, do not know what in the world Fibonacci is. Can you just give a real quick synopsis on that?
It is what we call the golden mean or the golden spiral, or it's sacred geometry. Mm-hmm. It was discovered by an Italian scholar whose name was Fibonacci. And oftentimes, the best example that most of us will use to illustrate the shape of the Fibonacci spiral, or the golden mean, or the golden ratio, or phi, is the cross section of the beautiful chambered nautilus.
Hmm. Well, also, isn't that also what you can like pick up at the beach, and you can pick up a conch shell, and a seashell, and yet you hear that sound in there, and that's following the Fibonacci spiral?
Yes, yes.
Yes, I understand, but it's in most nature, actually.
Yes, it is. The sunflower, the mm-hmm. center of the sunflower, with all the beautiful seeds in there, that is, again, another beautiful example of the Fibonacci spiral. However, that center of the sunflower, part of it, the Fibonacci spiral goes, one side of it goes clockwise and the other side goes counterclockwise.
Oh, yes. Interesting.
And so what this does, this creates our Taurus energy.
Love it. Well, how do you use this then with facials?
It will be placing the Fibonacci tuners on the various acupuncture points on the face, and which this will address most of the meridians of the body, because most of the meridians of the body do run through the face.
Uh-huh. Makes sense. Don't you think that would also activate collagen? Most likely.
Oh, yes, it's going to activate the collagen. It's going to improve the circulation. And, of course, when circulation is improved, the muscles of the face are going to be exercised and firm up.
Tight.
And, it's beautiful.
So maybe we can eventually offer, vibrational facelifts.
Absolutely.
That'd be wonderful. Without surgery.
Without surgery.
Well, that's exciting. I've often seen the gold Mi fork, you know, as a way of using it in the sense, because I know in California they're doing this gold facials, masks, and, you know, I've just seen all kinds of ways that it could be used for estheticians and people to use on the face. So I'm so glad that you've brought that up and whatever. Another thing I wanted to ask you about is tuning fork meditation.
You did that at the Soma Share.
Yes, it's, and I think meditation and collective meditation is such an answer to bringing more peace to the world at this time than ever before. So what are you doing? I know you're doing individual as well as group.
Yes, I've created the pattern for it's a sacred geometric pattern, and for an individual, they can sit on a chair over that pattern while they receive our, I guess we call it abbreviated version of the energy vitality technique. And then I've also created a guided meditation to go with that. And this way, it can either be for an individual that just wants to sit there and enjoy and absorb and receive those wonderful vibrations and hear the guided meditation that goes with the vibrations from our energy tuners, mm-hmm. or they can be as the example for the rest of the group.
Wow.
Oh, that's great. Listen, our time is about to get away from us, but you have been absolutely a wonderful guest. And you have given us so much information to think about. And we want to invite all of our listeners to be sure and check out our website at Soma Energetics, one word, that's www.somaenergetics.com. There is so much information. There's YouTubes to look at. And check out Soma Energetics.
And Arlene, do you have a website or a way for our listeners to get a hold of you?
Yes, I do. And before I give you the website, one more little, this is a little sneak peek for you and David that you don't know about. But I'm also just getting ready to create our Soma Energetics Sonic Fusion.
Mm. Wow, that sounds like quite a tag teaser there.
It is.
Yeah, they're telling us we got 90 seconds, so go ahead and give us your website there.
Okay, it's HancockHolisticHealthcare.com.
Great. Well, we got to hear more about this, so be sure and let us know what you got up your sleeve this time.
Well, as soon as I have it put together, you'll get the first ones.
Fantastic. Well, thank you again so much for joining us today.
All right. And we are going to wrap it up here. We've got some exciting news in that we've got a brand new website in the background that's going to be released here, hopefully before the next broadcast 2 weeks from now. So if you're part of our email list, then watch the email. For the announcement and the grand opening specials that we'll have going on. If you're not, you can jump on the website and give us your email, the current website. And when you go to SomaEnergetics.com here in the next 2 weeks, it will take you to the brand new site with all kinds of wonderful things, including blogs and reviews and social media feeds and just a great site that we've been working on for about a year. So, great. All right, they're telling us we're out of time. So if you want to run the tag at the end.
And we'll be back in 2 weeks at the same time.
And we'll see you then. Thanks for joining us.
Good night.
This has been a presentation of Science, Sound, and Spirituality with Master Teacher David Holtz, brought to you by Soma Energetics. For more information, please visit us at www.somaenergetics.com. Thank you for joining us here on BBS Radio for Science, Sound, and Spirituality. This is your announcer, Deborah Fitch, reminding you that your life is a gift, but your journey is a choice. Thank you for choosing to spend a part of your journey with us.